AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In the Senate today.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally, confirming the appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman Supreme Court justice. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is one of the great moments of American history.
Jackson replaces retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. The court will remain split 6-3 in favor of conservatives. House and Senate vote to suspend most favored nation trade status and ban Russian oil imports in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the suspected atrocities committed by Russian troops. In a speech to NATO leaders, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba asked for more weapons, saying Russian military is preparing for a battle in eastern Ukraine on the scale of the largest battles from World War II.
Involvement of thousands of tanks, armored vehicles, planes, artillery. This will not be a local operation based on what we see in Russia's preparations to it.
Nations around the world turning to their oil reserves, Mike Hempen explains.
The International Energy Agency says its 31 member nations have agreed to release a total of 120 million barrels over 6 months. That's the largest release in the history of the group. Half will come from the U.S. as part of the larger release from its Strategic Petroleum Reserve that President Biden announced last week. The latest releases from IEA members are in addition to the nearly 63 million barrels they said they would release last month to ease shortages. Energy prices, which have soared since Russia invaded Ukraine, have fueled inflation worldwide. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. A federal judge in New York rejects a lawsuit filed by the Girl Scouts against the Boy Scouts. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Judge Alvin Hellerstein with the Southern District of New York has tossed out a lawsuit brought by the Girl Scouts USA, claiming that the Boy Scouts were damaging their organization and confusing families by using words like scouts and scouting in their recruitment drives. The suit was filed in 2018, a year after the Boy Scouts opened their programming to girls, a move that led to competition between two groups that have both seen declining enrollment for decades. The judge wrote that the Boy Scouts' decision to become co-ed, even if it affects Girl Scouts operations, does not demonstrate bad faith, and the use of the term scouts is consistent with branding the Boy Scouts have used for a century. The judge said his decision caps a contentious and expensive litigation and that the term scout can be used for programming for both boys and girls. But the Boy Scouts themselves are currently in bankruptcy proceedings after being named in hundreds of lawsuits over sexual abuse allegations. I'm Jennifer King.
Stocks closed up today, the Dow gaining 87. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.